delay, but we catching up on
Blog Talk Radio.
Give them Blog Talk.
Yes, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Woo! We're so excited. Good morning, Martin. Pastor Martin. We're so excited. Good morning, Reagan. And God is so good.
Yes, he is. Right. All the time.
All the time and all the time, America. God is good.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so I'm so excited. We want to say good morning to our studio audience. Woo! Yes. Good morning, Fairy D. Boson. I'm so excited. Good morning, Jasmine Starwell. Awake, and I'm so glad that Jazz is tuned in this morning because it is such an exciting day. It is so amazing to know that you have people who are like walking it out.
Yes,
and Jazz, we're just so excited. Good morning, Brenda. Brenda, girl, I was thinking you were going to come through the door. Go play. Okay, but good morning. It's so good to see you listening in to us this morning. So it's like we can see you guys.
Yes.
So we want to definitely take the time to acknowledge everyone that's tuning in because today is a special day.
Yes. Yes,
right,
it is. It is. I'm excited.
Say good morning, Mark. Tell me.
Yes. Well, first I want to say good morning to all my people on Facebook. When
yes.
They see us.
Yes.
Good morning. And I just want to say, as God speaks through us, the Holy Spirit, and we give you the scripture, what I'm learning is that every time he gives us new revelation, like I've read the story of Joseph so many times last year, the year before, but every time I read it again, it's like a new revelation.
Mm-hmm.
So please take notes or write down the scriptures. And then when we, after we get through reading God's love letters, which is fire, you go back and meditate and chew on it because it's so much. And it's new revelation every day.
Yeah.
So thank you for tuning in and listening to us. We love you. And don't forget to share the video, okay?
Yes.
Buenos días. Esta mañana toda mi familia en Facebook. Le damos gracias por escucharnos esta mañana. Y agarren los versos que les damos y estudienlo, porque hay cosas nuevas, revelaciones que Dios nos da cada mañana y cada vez que leemos su palabra. Pero gracias por escuchar. Los amamos mucho. Sigan orando por nosotros. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. Yes, I love it. Good morning, Chef Malika McKay. Good morning, Malika. Malika will be all over the place. It's so amazing. She had her new book launch party this week.
Yes.
And, of course, we way over her. Malika, doing all this, but we got your back, girl.
Yes.
And we were just, her and hanging out with Celeste. Celeste, good morning. Celeste, if you're still in Midland, Texas, girl. I mean, just to see you guys doing what you do, we're so proud of you, Malika McKay. You rock.
Yes.
Okay, in the name and by the blood of the Lamb, you do.
Woo!
Yes, we're so excited about it.
Yes.
But today is an amazing show today. It's a great topic. You know, a lot of people really don't talk about this, but we're talking about it today because it's so resonating in our atmosphere.
Yes.
I know it's resonating in mine. It's resonating in Lord, because we share an atmosphere that leads Anthony Carmen. So we're just here to let America know what time it is. In the atmosphere of kingdom doers.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So today's show is miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yes.
So it is so amazing to know that miracles, signs, and wonders are happening in the land of the living.
Woo!
Amen. So we're going to talk about that today, and we just want you guys to, like Laura said, make sure that you resonate on these scriptures, take the notes, and hear what God is saying to you, because you too can have an atmosphere conducive to miracles, signs, and wonders, because it is the season.
It really is.
And miracles happen every single day.
Yes.
They really do. You know, I had wrote in my notes here, and I'm going to say this because this is a little baffled to my notes, but it's full with the Holy Ghost. Okay? So most people really, I just hear, you know, when you're in an atmosphere where you hear people chatter and you're talking all day, most people say, oh, my God, do you know this morning I got a parking space right in front of the door? God, that's a miracle. No, that ain't no miracle. That's a coincidence. Know the difference. Okay? I'm just telling you, people say that. I've heard people say that. You know, today was a great day this morning. I got a parking space right in front of the door. That never happens to me. That was a miracle. Or they'll say, because we're just trying to define the difference.
Yes,
so people can really know what you're saying because there's power in what we say.
Yes.
And then that's all you're going to get is a front pocket space. You ain't going to get no real miracle. Okay? So, why some
it's
people say.
Way bigger than that.
Yeah, come on, girl. Some people say.
It's true.
Do you know, girl, they call my number on the lotto. Ooh, that was a miracle.
No, that ain't.
That's a coincidence, America. That is not a miracle. So, that's not even a sign or wonder. That's just like today is your day to win that, okay? So we want to be very specific today in our teaching.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
We want people to just hear the heart of the Holy Spirit because that is the way that we come in the name of the Lord. And we just want to be true representatives. And today we want to represent miracles, signs, and wonders in the land today because they are happening.
Yes.
So we want to just get into the Word of God and to the meat of it. So good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for listening.
Righty.
Yeah.
And God's love letters,
which is fire.
Woo! La palabra de Dios que es lumbre. Estamos en Hebreos capítulo 2, verso 4. And it says, God also bore them witness with signs and wonders and diverse miracles with gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his own will.
Wow. Now, I love your interpretation because it says distributed. Okay? That is so awesome how God is distributing. So in the King James Version, it says God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Now, we're going to read the New Living Translations version, okay? And what that says, it says, and God confirmed, wow, the message by giving signs. So this, anytime you have a miracle, it is confirmation that God has given to you personally. So signs and wonders and various miracles. In the King James, it says diverse. In Laura's interpretation, it says it's distributed, okay, of the Holy Ghost wherever God chooses. Mm-hmm. So that's what I love about God because he makes a choice every day to bless us with atmospheres that are conducive to miracles.
Yes.
Signs and wonders. And it's so important that you understand what a miracle is.
Yes. Amen.
I wrote down the definition of reading what the Word of God says about a miracle. And it says a whole bunch of things, but I summed it all up, okay? And a miracle is just something so wondrous, okay?
Yes.
Not only that, it is supernatural. Yes! That's what a miracle is, whether it's in the natural, but it's still super because it's in the spirit realm.
Yes.
You know, and that's what I love about walking it out.
That's right. That's right.
In that
that's
place
right.
of miracles because I had so many notes and all this other stuff, but I want to read this one before we get into the
Yes.
We're going to teach preach this thing today, like Apostle Anthony Burns says every Sunday.
Yes.
So good morning, Apostle Anthony Burns and Pastor Betty Burns. So would you like to send your shout out?
Good morning to my pastor, Pastor Bob Moya and Candace Moya. From City Chapel. Love ya.
Love you guys. So listen, we're talking about miracle signs of wonders. So I have a question, America. Why are we as modern day Christians suspicious of miracles? That is a question because a lot of people are like, well, you know, that may happen for them being back in the day and in the ancient, for the ancient or the old time people. But I just don't believe that that's, you know, happening for people in the world today. Well, I'm going to tell you, America, it's all about what you believe. So if you're not believing it, unfortunately, that's not going to happen for you.
That's right.
You know, it's all about what you believe. So if you're believing that God is going to inhabit you because it says, or distribute to you, okay, a miracle, then your miracle will happen.
That's right.
You actually can have a miracle every day.
Yeah.
You know, but because miracles do happen every day for people.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah.
Some of them we just don't know about. Some that we know about, and that's what we're going to talk about today, is the ones that we know about.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, because we will bear witness. So believing in miracles lie in the heart of the Christian's faith. It's all about your faith, so it's your faith that activates, because faith is a substance of things, but we're talking about now faith, because that's what Hebrews 11:1 says. Now, N-O-W, and we can just back away from the screens and go home.
Yes.
Right now. Downfaith is a substance of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? And the evidence of things not seen. So that's supernatural.
That's
why the Word of God is telling us that miracles are very wondrous, but the biggest picture here is they're supernatural.
Yes.
So what you have to do, America, is pull your super, which is everything you believe,
yes,
into your natural.
Yes.
And then it will distribute
it's
to the Word of God.
Yes.
And y'all know we get all,
and the Holy Ghost says it.
Yes. So it's like living and breathing the Word of God.
Yes.
If you're living it and breathing it, you will obtain it. And this,
yes,
and let me tell you, this is so conducive that you can believe it for everyone else.
Yes, that's
you
right.
Really can.
That's right. That's right.
You can believe it for anybody in your family.
Yes.
And that is what we're going to talk
and
about.
And what's
today.
More proper, too, if they're in agreement with you.
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah. And then some people, you know, y'all know we animated. They don't get as excited as we do. We know this. So people gonna know that I'm excited because they're gonna be like, oh my God, here she comes. That lady out there, she's just too far.
Well, I can relate.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. Okay? But you got some people like this amazing young woman we're going to talk about today, Jasmine Star Williams. Jazz is so laid back.
Yes.
She could be leaping on the inside, but you ain't gonna know it, America. Okay?
Yes.
You're not gonna know it because she don't display the attributes of what she's feeling. And that's okay because there are many people out there that do that.
Yeah.
But then there are many people out there that do what we do.
Yeah.
You're going to know that something going down. Okay?
But she's still very humble. She's still
she
believing.
Is.
She's still received in that.
She is. So what we're going to talk about her today because I don't want to lose, you know, because she's probably at home with her children, but she's in the process of her amazing healing right now. So Jasmine, we want to say good morning to you, and we just want the world to know,
yes,
and thank you for giving us the permission to talk about this today,
mm-hmm,
that you received your miracle actually 5 years ago. She received it,
yes,
in her mind and in her heart,
yes,
before it totally manifested, mm-hmm, in this fifth year of grace.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Woo! What's so amazing about it is she did a supernatural thing that most people, and, you know, of course, I'm her supernatural coach. So I was like, oh, my God, I got not an epiphany but a revelation. Know the difference between an epiphany and a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I had a revelation 5 years ago when we first knew that Jasmine was a, she just woke, we just woke up one day and knew that she had kidney disease.
Yeah.
And she had to go on dialysis. Mm-hmm. Now, before that happened, I believe if I'm telling the story correct, Jazz, if I'm not, just type that on in there and say, Mama, that's not what that is. Okay. So, because we got to tell the truth.
Yeah.
So she was diagnosed with renal disease, and it was amazing because she was having some other issues, and I was like, well, you need to go get yourself checked out. And when she did, that's when they found out she had an enormous amount of protein leaking in her urine. And right then and there, I mean, we just go to the doctor, check something else out, you find something else. But that's a miracle right there.
Yes.
Okay? Within itself to find out what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that happened. So this may take 10 minutes, y'all, but bear with me because this is an amazing testimony of a miracle. Okay, so when we found that out, I said, hold up, wait a minute, because the doctors was like, you got to go on dialysis right now. We're like, we're not doing that because we got to hear from God. Because, see, God gave her some brand-new kidneys 30 years ago in the womb, so he's saying God.
Mm-hmm.
He can give us some new ones today, or he can give her a transplant, or he can, whatever he chooses to do, it's still going to be a miracle.
That's right.
Okay, so we automatically waited on God, and it took, I think, right at about a year before she just one day said, okay, Mom, this is it. She opened the phone book, and I believe she may have closed her eyes and just pointed, and that was a miracle. That was supernatural. By faith, the most amazing doctors at Medical City Dallas.
Awesome.
Is where she teamed up with Dr. Langarden, and these doctors watched her, and Jazz is the type of person she's to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she was so amazing as a dialysis patient that they wanted to clone her. Okay, but we don't do that. But it was just great to know that you are walking this thing out,
yes,
and you're taking care of yourself. But see, that's the thing. No matter what you're going through, you have to steward that thing.
Yes.
If you're waiting on a miracle, you can't be drinking 100 beers. Like a 59 cigarette. You can't do that. I mean, I guess you could, but come on now, America. We just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? So with that, with transitioning, going through that, so getting back to the supernatural process, I said, Jazz, I said, we're just going to stand in this thing by faith, and I believe that we need to go ahead and pack our bags. This was 5 years ago, America. We packed bags. She packed a bag, and I packed a bag. Now, I ride my bag in my car because I might be in anywhere. And I got to know that it's in my car, and they called us for a new kidney, and I would have to be ready because I could have been read out because that's where my mama lives. Okay, but anyway, I'm just saying, America. So by faith, we packed bags 5 years ago. Now to Jasmine, it may seem like 5 years, but to her supernatural mama, it seemed like just yesterday we packed a bag. Really? And then one day, you know, because you anticipate the call, because you know it's going to happen. Because by faith, you say, you say, so this is going to happen. We're going to get the call one day. So listen, America, this is hilarious, because y'all know I'm like, so what? Into the matrix. So Jack calls me at 4 a.m. No, it was 6 a.m. And now when you do that, I'm like, what's wrong? Because you don't call me because I know you sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was like, are you okay? She was like, Mom, just calm and quiet. Yeah, I know. Jazz, if you know Jasmine Williams, you know she calm and quiet.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus could open the heaven up. And she was like, hi, Jesus. I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm girl. Oh, my God. Okay. But she would be like, hi, Jesus. How you doing? You know, but I am just saying. So, when she called and told me about the kidney, I said, OMG. She's like, okay, Mama, I'll see you later. I'm like, oh my God, what did I do? So, but of course, I went through this place of just thanking God so much in my spirit, man. I couldn't get all animated at 6 a.m. I'm waking everybody up. But at that moment, I really was like, everybody get up! Hello!
Yeah.
So, this is how it happened, America. I'm telling this testimony. This is the truth. Okay, so I immediately went to Summer's room, and Summer's a sleeper, too. Okay? And I was like, Summer, are you awake? Yeah. She was like, I was like, okay, I got to get wild. Summer, get up, girl. We got to go. She just threw on a coat and out shoes, and she was gone. This is how it happened. So as we're in the, they made it to the hospital, her and her husband, before I did, because, you know, they have three kids, so we had to work that all out. We had to balance the rhythm. We didn't know about all, we, you know, you don't think about all the dynamics of what's going to happen. But in previously, when people say that they have an organ ready for you, normally you got a certain amount of time and you got to chop, 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 you got to get there. But in this instance, now see, Jasmine, tell me this, Mom, my surgery schedule is at 4 p.m. I didn't know that until I was on 30 going on 95.
You were ready.
I was 30 going 95. Okay?
I'm just excited, Mom.
At that point, you don't care about no po-po's. You don't care about nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just telling the truth, America. Y'all stay with me. Don't click off because y'all got to hear the end of it. So it sounds hilarious and exciting because it is.
Yes.
But when you have waited 5 years for your miracle
and
your miracle happens, you better get to acting like you have.
Yeah.
Okay? So the whole time Jasmine's laying there, she's in there, and they prepped. By the time I get there, because, you know, she's already connected to Medical City, so they don't have to do a whole bunch. She already in the system. They really be waiting on your day, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she's already worked out. I get in there, and I was like, okay, are we just all right? What's going on? She's like, you know, Mom, it's okay. But long story short, you know, and I just was able to minister to her and just tell her to relax. And, you know, and this is what's so humbling about Jazz. So when you tell a story, you got to tell the whole story. So, Jazz, I'm going to tell this part, too. So she's really concerned about the donor. And she said to me, Mom, what if the person had to die? And I said, okay, Jesus, help me.
Mm-hmm.
God said to her, they got their miracle, too.
Mm-hmm.
They, because to be absent from the body is to be present with
the
Lord. And their miracle probably is more greater than yours. Okay? Because they're in the face of Jesus. Yes. And none of that.
None of that stuff.
And I'm telling you, when the Lord gave me what to say to her, the spirit of peace just laid on her. I saw the demonstration of peace lay on a person, and she fell asleep.
Amen.
She fell asleep, and she waited for her miracle. Hours went by. Before you knew it, they rolled her in. immediately the kidney that she received, they were already getting, it was functioning in her body the moment they put it in. It didn't take but a few days for it to wake completely up, so she is 100% healed. She's walking it out. She received her brand new kidney. And what's so amazing was the other young woman that got the other kidney was in the hospital with her at the same time. They met in the post-transplant. Well, I think something, I hope I'm saying it right, Jad. But anyway, I just want the world to know, 5 years ago, we knew that God was going to show up on our behalf.
That's right.
We knew that. So you don't know when God's timing is. It could have been the second that we received it and said God would say, okay, we could have got the call right then. But, see, a lot of times God wants to see how you're going to walk it out, how you're going to walk through the process. Because, yeah, are you going to complain?
Are you going to believe?
Are you going to, yeah. Are you
going
to get mad at the world because you have a situation? Or you, because people react differently to different things. But when you are in a miracle don't just have to be a new kidney, but that is a miracle.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But it could be anything.
Yes.
It could be paying your rent, because that's a miracle. The miracle money is out there too, y'all.
Yes.
We got to keep it real.
Yeah.
Miracle homes, miracle jobs, miracle businesses,
yes.
Miracle children,
yes.
Miracle parents. I mean, miracles are attached to everything that we walk out.
Yes.
And not just miracles, signs. Pay attention to the signs.
Mm-hmm.
And the definition of a sign is a person or a thing distinguished and made known.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to pay attention
yes.
to, especially when you're petitioning
God. Amen. Yes.
To distribute, because he's a distributor. That's what this word says.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit distributed according to the will of God. And it is the will of God for us to be made whole.
Yes.
It
yes,
really is.
Yes, yes.
You know, so I just thank God for all that. Come on. Oh, my gosh. Really? I'm getting a call, and I got to hit delete. Okay. But anyway, who is this? I don't know. Nobody in Washington State. Okay, let me just talk to the Laura Kelly people. I'm so sorry. How-